This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After three interest rate cuts this year, the Fed is expected to keep rates right where they are when Chairman Powell meets with his team this week, particularly after Friday's strong jobs report sent a reassuring signal about the health of the economy. So mortgage rates also stay steady? Well, maybe not. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
When the Fed cuts short-term interest rates,
your home equity loan rate goes down, student loan rates go down, car loan rates can go down, but mortgage rates don't necessarily change.
Mortgage broker Melissa Cohn with Family First Funding says that's because mortgage rates are tied to the longer-term 10-year Treasury note. Benjamin Keyes teaches real estate at Wharton.
The duration of mortgages on average tends to be in the range of 10 years because most people don't stay in a home for 30 years.
10-year Treasury yields move up or down depending on the long-term outlook for the economy. Greg McBride with Bankrate says earlier this year, investors got spooked about a possible recession and poured into bonds. Mortgage rates fell from just under 5% this time last year to under 4% by mid-year.
And all of that happened before the Fed even started to cut short-term interest rates.
It eventually did because of the same concerns. Now that the Fed has paused, mortgage rates have been bouncing around on mixed signals from the economy. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.